evening, Rabbi Sai. Good evening, good evening. Tonight we're going to be learning Be'ez Hashem loads. Loads. Because I plan, I hope, Bli Neida, Bli Chem, Bli Shvua, Bli Kona, Bli Issa, we are going to be going through the entire Siman Tovkuf Samech Vav. So watch out, put on your seatbelts. We are going to be discussing a little bit. Rabbi Sai, there's two big differences. Hey, what's this? You're going far away from me. What's this?
That's okay.
Shad, is it?
No, the other guy's
right. No, he's in my right side. He's Yemini.
I'm listening.
Okay.
My right.
You're
right.
Okay, before we go into politics, let us do some Tovkuf Samech Vav. Rabbi Sai, there is two differences, two crucial differences, and that's what the Siman talks about. There is two crucial differences between a Tanis Yochid and a Tanis Tzibah. What are they? What are the two main differences between a public and a private fast? Okay, I didn't think of that one, but you're right. It doesn't require Kabbalah's Tanis. That's something which we discussed extensively, and he's right, but that's not what I was referring to. So a Tainas Yochid, if you do a private fast, you've got to accept it beforehand. Individually, yeah? If it's a public fast, you don't have to give him a Kabbal Shiva Sabbatamos because it's a public fast. Okay, I was not referring to this. But it's true. Kia, one of the very obvious, Kia Zatoya. When you fast yourself, you're not going to take the Sefer Torah out. Gentlemen, I am fasting today, we're going to do Vayechal together. No. You don't. You don't take a Sefer Torah out on a private fast, but of course, you're going to take a Sefer Torah out on a public fast. Vayechal, that's difference number one. Another one, you're close. The Aneinu, that's right. Aneinu, when we daven, the Shliach Tzibur is going to say, Aneinu b'yom tzim tani seinu, on a public fast, but not on a private fast. On the private fast, we said already a few days ago, we said, of course, there's a certain tefillah you're going to say. You say an additional tefillah, but that's private in your own private shmoneser. You're not going to ask the shliach tzibur to proclaim that you're fasting privately. Okay. Now this seminar is going to discuss those two halachas. So that's the aneinu, which is to be recited, which we talked already a little bit yesterday about it. Shachris, mincha. Yeah. So the aneinu and the kiyas ha-toyra. Okay.
Rabbi, quickly.
Yes.
Do you not say, if you're doing a private fast, does one say aneinu in the Shemot Esra on a private fast oneself?
No, you do not say aneinu. You say something else, you do not recite aneinu. Rabbi Sai, page 82. Beautiful question, and that will be discussed shortly, Mitzvah Shem. Horach Chav 7. That's the Mishnah Berurah explicitly over here. Okay. So, page 82. Dinei Siman Tovkuf Samech Vav, Dinei Tanis Tzibur. But Tanis Tzibur, Oyim Shliach Tzibur Aneinu. On a Tanis Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur will recite Aneinu. When does he say it? Bein Goel L'Roifa. Between the Goel in Shemana Esra and Roifa. And the chasim at the ending of the bracha is Baruch Hashem Ha'oin le'amoy Yisrael beis tzara. And he's going to say, of course, Ha'oin le'amoy Yisrael beis tzara. Yeah, is that what we say? It's not what we say. How do we say it? I don't know the Sfarad, by the way, and I don't know the Sfaradim how they say it. Sfaradim probably say it like this. How do we say Mishnah Berurah called them base reminds us the only lamo Yisrael who vesidurim shalom in our sidurim isa oine beis tzora v'cheinu eka. We do not recite ha oine le amo Yisrael beis tzora. Rather, sidurim nusach is ha oine beis tzora. All right. V'im shochach le el, and if you forgot, then you look what we discussed the Siman Kof Yutes. Right. V'korin v'yichal, the second difference is, the second thing we do on a public fast is we say v'yichal, b'shachis v'mincha, we say v'yichal, we lean, kias ha-toyra v'yichal, both by shachis and by mincha, bein shechol b'shein v'chamishi, whether the fast falls on a Monday, Thursday, uvein shechal b'shayom, or whether it falls on the other days, i.e. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. What's the difference? Why would you be different if it's on a Monday, Thursday, why would you have thought it's different? Of course, you would have thought that perhaps you're going to lane the regular Monday, Thursday laning. No, that we still do a Vayichal even if it's on a Monday, Thursday. It pushes away, it's doicha to regular laning. Now, with regards to Vayichal, the Mishnah Berurah tells us something important, which is very important if you ever end up on the Amud, or you ever end up having the Aliyah on the fast days. He tells us, really, really important to tell people, says the Mishnah Berurah, end of Sif Kotten Gimel, you do not say Hashem, Hashem, Kael, etc., etc. Yeah, everybody else says it, of course. But if you end up being the one being called up, will you say Hashem, Hashem, or will you not say Hashem, Hashem with the public? Of course, you're meant to read with. But here is the exception. You are not to read with. You're getting this 100% right. That's the crunch over here. Generally speaking, when you have an aliyah, when you are being called up for an aliyah, you are meant to read together with the Baal Koreh. You read with. However, when it comes to Tanis, and you do Vayichal, and you said Yud Gimel Midas, you will not say Hashem Hashem together with the public when he stops. But rather, what you're going to do is, you're going to wait nicely until the Baal Koreh says it, and you say it together with the Baal Koreh. Only when I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah, when everybody's finished saying it, you read it. Then you go with it with the Baal Koreh. It's important to know that. So if you ever end up having an aliyah on a tainus, and everybody says Hashem Hashem, you wait nicely. And you're going to say together the kilometers with the Baal Koreh, which is a few seconds later. Okay, now what about Haftarah? The Gemara tells us about the Haftarah. What's the Haftarah? What's the Haftarah on the Tanas? Yeah, that's the end. That's the end, that's right. How does it start? We've got to know how it starts. We've got to know how it starts. We must know how it starts. Umaftirim b'mencha dirshu. So we've got to know that, okay? So Maftir ben Chadish. Of course, the Haftarah starts with Dishu, and that's what the Haftarah is. When is this Haftarah? When is Haftarah? By Mincha only. V'shachis ein Maftirin on V'shachis. There's no Haftarah. Chutz me Tisha B'Av. The only time there's an Haftarah. The only fast day is an Haftarah in the morning. It's on Tisha B'Av. For Kuran Afiluk Shechal Be'Erev Shabbos, and it will be an Haftarah even if it falls on Erev Shabbos. V'im Misanem Be'Rosh Chodesh, says the Rama. What happens if there's a Tainus on Rosh Chodesh? I can't think of a Tainus on Rosh Chodesh. But if there is a Tainus on Rosh Chodesh, Kuran Shachis Pashas Rosh Chodesh V'mincha B'Shal Tainus. You're then going to read the Rosh Chodesh Leining in the morning, and you're going to say the Tanis laning by Mincha. Yeah, so I don't know what you're going to. I don't know when you can fast on Rosh Chodesh. You're right.
1 month where Chas Mikala would fast.
Nissen, you're right. Nissen, you're right. I think Nissen, yeah. Yeah. Good. Very good. Yeah, but that's a public fast. Got to talk about. So I'm not sure. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not sure, and I don't even know there's a Mishnah Berurah here. I don't know. It's a bit. I don't know what it is. Okay, see base. Chatzibu goesim tainus al kolzer shalosav aleim. Beautiful. I love these wordings. I love this way. So beautiful. How careful the Shulchan Aruch is. Chatzibu goesim. When the community goes in. How is it goes in? If they decree. Tainus a fast day al kolzer on a tzora shalosav aleim, which shouldn't befall on the Yidden. In other words, if there's a certain tzora which is Chas v'shalom about to happen in Klal Yisrael. So the wording of Shulchan Aruch is Al Kolzer Shaloisovay Aleim, shouldn't come like in a negative way. Similarly, so if the community got a fast about something, v'chein b'tayin sheni chamish v'sheni. Similarly, also when it comes to a fast of what we call Bahab, sheni chamish v'sheni, which we tend to fast on, which is when is Bahab? Monday, Thursday, Monday after. After Pesach and after Sukkot, Sheni Chamish Sheni, Shachar Pesach, Ve'achar Chag, Shenoegim be'Ashkenaz, the minhag is in Germany, leis anois atzibu, that people tend to fast on those behabs, after Pesach, after Sukkot. Oh, it's a fast that has been decreed on the community. The minhag is that the shliach tzibur will recite aneinu. Why is this a chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? What is the chiddush for Shulchan Aruch over here? If there is a bahab, or there is a fast which is being paskened on the community, you do vaychal and you do aneinu. Why is this a chiddush? Certainly a chiddush here. Is this a public fast or is it a private fast? How would you classify it? Somewhere in the middle. I agree. We normally understand a public fast, such as Shavuos of Tammuz, Tainas Esther. Well, that's a public fast. A private fast is me deciding I want to fast tomorrow. So where does Bahab fit into? Is it or is it where does it fit? So is it quite enough coming? Is can you say Vaychal and Aneinu or not? Will you say Aneinu Vaychal? I know by public fast you do Vaychal and you say Aneinu. And then in a private fast you don't. Where does Bahab fit into? Where does a semi-public fast fit into? Does he go into the public fast you do? Does he come into private fast you don't? Says Shulchan Aruch via Paskins, yeah, you do say Aneinu, and you do say Vaychal, you can take a Sefer Torah out. So Rabbi Yisai, Halacha Lemaisa, if there's a Kehila who decides that we've got to fast, because, I was always wondering, did people fast when Corona broke out? First lockdown, did people fast? Did people fast? One second, we get to that Tanis B'chayz, in a minute I want to talk about Tanis B'chayz. Did people fast? But that would be a typical example. In the previous generations, people would have fasted about that, for sure. So, there's a tzor coming on Kali Sol, you've got to... So, and let's say there's a killer that decides, pardon? Yeah, that's right, because it's dangerous. That's probably why people didn't, yeah. You're right. Because it's second, yeah. Kvekas says one shouldn't fast. Yeah, that's right, because it's an element of certain danger. You're right, right, right. Of course. You're right. So let's say there's 10 people decide they're going to fast about something. Can they take a Sefer Torah out or not? And Sevaichal, the answer is?
Yeah, upgrade it to a public fast.
It's semi-public. It's not public. It's semi-public. And that's good enough for Aneinu and Vaychal.
There was a time when everyone used to do Baal.
Yes, sure, of course. You can go, Rabbi Yisrael, you can go nowadays, you can go certain shuls in town, not in Edgeware, but that you go to Bahab and you'll find the Vaychal. You'll find the Vaychal. And the Vaychal is an Aneinu, sure.
Used to be
a fairly universal, yeah.
So why are we saying a seminar? Really, it's just like,
because it's not really chiyuv, it's not a chiyuv, it's not an obligation.
It's for
an abuse, right? Like many other things has become a bit old-fashioned. Yeah, so, yeah, okay. Rabbi Yisrael, we are ready for the Ramah. Yeah, so, Miu im kavu atanis b'sheni chamishi. Oh, now the question Ramah discusses as follows. Im kavu atanis b'sheni chamishi. What happens if they decided to make a fast on a Monday or Thursday? They make a fast on a Monday or Thursday, and they want to take a Sefer Torah out and say Aneinu. What do you lean? Do you lean Vaychal? Do you lean this Parsha Shavua? What do you lean? Vaychal on a semi-public fast. You got 10 people fasting, and you got 30 who don't. What if you have got 10 people fasting and 10 people don't fast? What are you going to do then? Monday, Thursday. What do you do about Monday, Thursday? I understand if it's a Tuesday, you've got nothing to lose. You take a Sefer Torah, you vechal, and Aneinu, very good. V'shalom al Yisrael. But what about if it's a Monday, Thursday? Will you say vechal, or will you say... So, do you say Todeh, Sheno, Todeh? Todeh, Sheno, Todeh is it's an interesting way of thinking, but Todeh, Sheno, Todeh is if you've got two options, you've got two mitzvahs you've got to do. It's not about either or. Which one... I've got to do two mitzvahs. I've got to lane Parsha Shavua, and I've got to lane Rosh Chodesh laning. Which one do I do first? Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, Todim Shana Torah, Todim Kodim, you do the Parsha Shavua first. But here, it's not about first. It's about which one will I do. Will I do Vayichal, Or will I do Pas Shavua? Here, Tov Shana Tov doesn't come into it. Says the Rama, probably against our instinct, No. You don't push away Pas Shavua. You're going to do nicely the Pas Shavua like any other Yid in Klal Yisrael. Elo Koirin Peshachis Pasha. In the morning, you're going to do the normal Pas Shavua. Erev Koin Vaychal. And in the evening, you're going to do nicely Bamincha. You're going to do Vaychal. Ubelvad, exception being Sheni Chamish Visheni. The only exception being Bahab. Which we just mentioned that people fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. If you've got Bahab, a big oil, Bahab fasting, that would be an exception. That's so common in the most times that you can do Bahab in the morning as well.
Why about Arabis
as well? Because that gives us an idea when they davened Mincha. There was no 1 o'clock Mincha in those days, it was a little bit later. It's one of those.
In the previous line, it talks about the error of Korin Vayichal, and now it's Va'aravis.
It's not.
In the previous line, it mentioned the error of Korin Vayichal. So clearly, either there's the error and Aravis are different things.
No.
So why does it say Va'aravis of Korin Vayichal, and then later?
No, it's the same thing. Va'aravis Vayichal. It's just error and Va'aravis means the same thing, and it means.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it means like later on, late in the afternoon, in the evening. Okay, so. Who? Where? Let's hear. Oh, Mr. Berlin, I owe you apologies. Says the Mishnebuins have gotten Ches. And Doichim Pashavuot will chew Todir. Very good, that's right. Wow. I should swap place with you. You're right, Mishnebuot says Todir. What, pardon? Thank you for backing me. Yeah. Generally, that's how we say Tavshil. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Okay, it needs to be looked into. Very good. But I want to state that clearly and to correct myself. Mr. Berlin was right. I was wrong. Tavshil told it does apply. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
It seems like Shulchan Aruch and Rama are disagreeing about the Stan Monday, Tuesday part. Because Rama said,
no, look at the Ramah's words. Im kovu atanis b'sheni v'chamishi. If the fast is on a Monday, Thursday, ein doichim b'shavua. B'shavua is not pushed away. B'shachis, rather you're going to do halakirim b'shachis b'pasha. In the morning you do pasha, v'la erev, and in the evening b'mincha v'ichal. So there's no disagreement. They agree. Monday, Tuesday, you're going to do v'ichal. Shachiz and Mincha. If it's Monday, Thursday, yeah. Okay. V'yeshu tomu aleim v'ikshu aleim, says the Shulchan Aruch, I'm turning the page. V'arosh yishev kusyos ha-milkach. Therefore, the minig is, harishen, lehilkach minig harishen imshemin. Right. Okay, so that's the minig. Miu, heichas shegoyz in tainis shaloy lishum tzarech, el losho b'tshuva. What happens if there is a tainis just to do tshuva? Yeish nagim lodunu kitanas tzibu, le'inyan aneinu, when there's a community that accepts on themselves to do tshuva, and they want to therefore fast to the tshuva. Yesh noegin loduna kitanes yochid, some call it the tanes yochid. Shav shlach tzibu eino oimer aneinu, you will not recite aneinu, lej b'shemi atfila. Ve'en mutzi en tzivete. Rabbi said, what's the halacha if it's one of those days that people just accept on themselves to do tshuva? Rabbi say, we have to do tshuva. We've got to do tshuva. People decide to fast. So it's not even bahab. It's on the low, low. It's like really close to tanis yochid. It's really close. People say it's not just 10 people decide they're going to fast. It's like 10 yechidim together fasting. Do you take a sefer Torah out? Yes or no? An example given. Who mentioned Chof Zivin earlier? Mishnah Berurah talks about Chof Zivin here. Shoivavim, Rabbi said. Have you heard of people fasting on Shoivavim? Chmelnytsky pogroms. That's right, the Crusades. Yeah, so you're gonna do Vayichal b'mincha. According to some, you can't take a sefer Torah out. We're making a distinction. How common it really is. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Yisai, so Haroch Lemaiz, Rabbi Yisai, in many of the, in Bahab, it is very common. It is Bahab, here's an example that is quite commonly accepted, and therefore, yes, Vaichal, yes, Aneinu. All the Tanaisim are closer considered to Tanais Yochid, and therefore, there's generally the minig is not to do Vaichal and Aneinu. Okay, Siv Gimel. That's another challenge. You've got to have 10 people fasting in order to say Aneinu. You've got to have 10 people fasting for the Shliach Tzibur to say Aneinu. So say you've got a fast and people are fasting, but you don't have 10 people fasting, you only got 9 people fasting. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein shliach tzibur oimer aneinu bracha b'fnei atzmo." You cannot recite the special bracha of the shliach tzibur, bracha Hashem oine be'is tzara. That special bracha you cannot say unless you've got 10 people fasting. Elim kenyesh be'is taknezes asor shemisanin. Va'afuli yesh po'ir asor shemisanin. If you've got next door in the old city, there's people fasting. 10 people fasting. Kivan she'ein beveisa knesses asor shemis anim loy. You can have a beisa halach lemaisa. Every shul's got to make sure in order to recite a bach to Hashem on a beis tzara, you must ensure there's 10 people fasting. So I think that generally, in a healthy young community, you can assume. However, you're right. You're right, it is based on a chazaka, you've got 10 people fasting. So, if you were to go in last night's old age home, Neve Simcha Tzorotskin, and it's not that Slichas Minyan, it's a regular Tanit, and you're not sure there's 10 people fasting because the average age is 85 years old, they're mostly on wheelchairs, and they're still like wiping their thing. I daven sometimes Mincha, there was a Tkufa, a short Tkufa that I daven Mincha in Stavlin old age home, Schoenfeld Square. And so if it's they all come with a wheelchair, and that's just after their lunch, and only from the tanners as well. If you come and they're all still wiping their, or rather their carers are wiping their mouth, and you know that you don't know for sure there's a minyan mispalim. Can't stand any with the bracha. So is that a lachatz for you? I suppose it's a lachatz for the gabba to make sure you've got a minyan. But yeah, you're right. We'll speak about that. We'll see. We'll understand. We'll try to understand. Rav Schneebalg, the Mordechai Asher Shlita, will try to understand his psak shortly, based on the Mishnah Berurah. Because Aliyah, we'll get to that. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss about that. Are you allowed to take an Aliyah if you're not fasting? What am I going to do about that? Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that, Beis Hashem. So, but in terms of the brach, to be a shliach tzibur, you must make sure you've got 10 people who are fasting. The Mishnah Berurah here throws in, I don't know why he speaks about it over here. I don't know why. In the last two lines of Seif Cotton Yud Base, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein minik litain tztoka b'mincha de tainis. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah mentioned over here. Maybe because we're talking about mincha and tainis. The minik is to give tztoka when? During a fast day? Mincha on the fast day. Minik is to give mincha on a fast day, you give tztoka. Why the ikra the tanis the tzedakah? V'yesh noyagin leshayir mashu yoichel b'yematayinis litnaliyim be'ev. Very interesting. Says the Mishnah in the name of the Eli Rabba. How much tzedakah do you give? How much tzedakah are you meant to give by mincha on tainis?
2 meals.
How do you know 2 meals? 2 meals. Are you saying 2 meals? Yeah. So the answer, So the answer is however much you saved yourself on the not eating today. Say it's a Tuesday, which is normally the schnitzel day. And schnitzel cost, So that's plus the breakfast, which is the Weetabix and the milk, all together, £54.78. Well, that's how much your tzedakah bill is going to be on that day, right? So you basically, the point is that you shouldn't be gaining from, say, oh, you know what, it's anyway good to fast, I'm saving myself a penny. No, It's a menach. The tana is meant to be something ruchnias, and don't save yourself the 5 pounds. Give it to tzedakah. V'chein noegim b'ktzas kiris la'achiz litin koyf v'nefesh. Some places they announce. I've never seen it. Koyf v'nefesh. An announcement that give some stock on that day. Mikol mokma, if you should make sure you realize this can't show you a shot tefillah. No comments, please. It's not right to go around collecting during Chazor Sashatz. It's not the right time to go collecting. Then says the Mishnah Bura, that confuses people for Tzorech Lishma La'ashatz, and you must listen to the Chazor Sashatz. So yes, one should give stock to Daniel. But one has to make sure that the timing is correct, and Chazor Sashatz is not the right timing according to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. And you know what? So we have not managed to complete the seminar, but we have to see that. Rabbi, I start to summarize. We spoke about the bracha to be recited, Bracha Hashem in the Beis Torah. We learned also that if it's on the laning day, if it's a public fast, what happens then? Public fast on the laning day, what do you lane?
Regular.
Vayichal. And you say, Dir Shu, Bamincha. We said also, if it's a private fast, semi-private fast, then you still do the, then on a Tuesday, Wednesday, you do Vayichal. If it's Monday, Thursday, you do the, if it's a private fast, you're going to do the Pasha Shavua. We spoke about an Anenu can only be said if you've got a minion in shul, and we also spoke about giving tzedakah during mincha. Okay, good evening.